The taser is a product that promises police a non-lethal way to immobilize a suspect. The conductive energy weapon is used by 18,000 law enforcement agencies around the world and has been discharged more than 4 million times in the field. But is the taser performing as advertised? An investigation into the newer models of the taser shows a high number of failures, leaving law enforcement officers vulnerable. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies, working with the public radio program Reveal and APM Reports, has more. But first, a warning. There is some disturbing and graphic audio coming up of a fatal police shooting. This is not appropriate for all listeners.
On April 20th, 2017, San Antonio Park Police Officer Cristobal Martinez was patrolling on the city's west side. He was at the corner of Zarzamora and Travis when he spotted what looked like a man assaulting a woman.
Hey guys, come here. Come here.
Based on police reports and the officer's body camera video obtained via open records request, here's what happened. A warning though, this is graphic audio of a fatal shooting.
Come here, now.
The man we now know as Ray Valdez and his common-law wife ignored Officer Martinez and continued to briskly walk away.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up! Put your hands up!
The next series of events happened quickly. Officer Martinez pulled out his taser and pointed it at Valdez, aiming the red laser dot in the middle of his chest. Valdez reaches into his pocket and pulls out a knife and opens the blade, using the woman to shield him from the officer.
Put your hands up! Back up!
And then he suddenly charges at the officer with a downward motion with the knife missing him by only inches.
Back up!
Officer Martinez pulls the taser trigger, delivering the voltage which is supposed to incapacitate a suspect.
Drop the knife! Drop the knife! Drop the knife! Drop the knife!
Instead, Valdez drops to his knees, and in a sweeping motion with his arms and rolling on the ground, he dislodges the taser darts. And while still on his knees, he continues to come at Officer Martinez.
Drop it! Drop it!
He rears back with his arm cocked to throw the knife at Officer Martinez. That's when he opened fire.
Drop the knife!
Valdez is hit once in the torso and is rolling in the middle of the parking lot in a fetal position. Later that night, he was pronounced dead. The entire exchange lasted 30 seconds.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Moments later, other police units arrive. SAPD begins their investigation, and Police Chief William McManus stood before the TV news cameras and told the public what he knew.
From what we're hearing, the officer did everything right. He tried to intervene. He went to use his taser first. That was ineffective. And he resorted to the use of his firearm.
But why did the taser fail? Had the taser performed the way its manufacturer, Axon, promised, Valdez should have been knocked to the ground with his muscles locked up, unable to resist. Officer Martinez should have been able to place him in handcuffs and not have needed to resort to a deadly shooting. In a slick, science fiction-styled promotional video for Taser Model X2, Axon officials are not shy with their boast about the quality and dependability of their star product.
Everything we've learned about increasing officer and suspect safety has come down to this. Meet the X2, the next generation of Taser electronic control devices.
Rick Gilboa is the Vice President of Training for Axon.
Quality is crucial in our devices because when an officer needs our device to work, it's got to work every time or somebody's going to get injured or killed.
But the fact of the matter is, the taser doesn't always work and people are getting hurt and killed because of that. A year-long investigation by APM Reports found that in some police departments, their tasers are failing to deliver the needed stopping power as often as almost half of the time that they're deployed. And the problem is happening with the newer taser models, which were designed with a reduction in power. The models X2 and X26P emit about half of the electric charge of the older models.
We tend to use our taser. It's the most used weapon on this department. We tend to use it about 230 times a year.
SAPD training officer Juan Manduano stands by the taser. He says it works even when officers don't pull the trigger.
People don't want to get tased, so when you tell somebody to settle down or you're going to get tased, they tend to comply.
But when it's time to pull the trigger, Manduano admits the stun device doesn't always deliver enough stun.
I do get some that have told me, hey, I tried to tase this individual that was coming at me. We put both probes in his chest, and he took the charge and pulled out the probes, and we were in a fight. Now, has that been a lot? No. I think I've had four people tell me that in a year.
Manduano said there's a lot that can go wrong in trying to tase someone. The officer can be too close or too far away. If the suspect is wearing baggy clothes, that can dampen the shock. Or, he says, the suspect can be so enraged that they can fight off the stun.
People think that the taser alone is enough to take you down. But I'll be honest with you, a lot of times it's that shock factor. People don't know how to react when they're locked up. They go into that panic mode. The more you're exposed, the more you know how it feels, the more you're able to fight through it.
Manduano said a suspect who is determined may not be stopped by a taser jolt. And that appears to be what happened just this week. A San Antonio police officer tried to apprehend a suspected burglar who had his 9-year-old daughter with him as he prowled a Southside neighborhood.
There was an altercation. The officer did try to tase the suspect. He did assault the officer.
Michelle Ramos is a spokesperson for the San Antonio Police Department.
She did sustain a concussion, facial fractures, and that's why the charges were upgraded to aggravated assault on a police officer.
Witnesses who saw the attack said the officer fired the taser. The suspect collapsed but was quickly able to recover and attack the officer and badly beat her. The suspect left and was soon apprehended by other police officers.
I'm actually walking to my house.
And in the Houston area this week, a Baytown police officer tried to arrest a woman on outstanding warrants, and that led to a fatal shooting. Video captured by a bystander with a cell phone shows what happened. There is a scuffle, the officer used his taser, she drops to the ground, and then she was able to grab the taser and use it on the officer. He fires 5 shots. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Had the taser worked, all of these encounters would have ended very differently. In a statement, Axon, the company that makes the tasers, denied that the newer models are less effective, but says more information is needed on why the tasers failed. Nevertheless, Axon continues to promote the taser as a state-of-the-art device that saves lives because it gives law enforcement officers non-lethal means of subduing a suspect. But there are reasonable questions about the effectiveness of the taser and if police departments should be asking questions about a device that could be putting their officers and the public at risk. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.